At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
England.
Yeah, basically, that's the best intro ever.
How can we fumble it twice?
Oh, bro.
Twice?
Sore, I did it, brother.
The thing is, yeah, when we lost to Italy, I thought we'd been fucking cheated out of that. Yeah, because they were just playing, holding up, moving like pricks, yeah. But I can't lie, Spain were the better team.
Nah, of course.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Like, it was a sore one, but it's not like we didn't get cheated out of our position.
Nah.
Like, they were hands down a better team. I just don't get it, bro, because our team on paper.
Solid.
It's the best team in the world.
Allergic to winning, bro. Like, where did you watch it, by the way?
Fan Zone.
Oh, bro, I went
sick.
I went to this little theater thing. It was lit.
Was there better fights after?
Nah.
But there was about 6 scraps. Everyone was so angry. You know when people chuck drinks and you turn around, who's that? Whack.
Is it?
Yeah, funny.
Shit.
Swear down.
It was sort of.
My mate's bird fucking got fucking attacked.
Is
just
it?
By some drunk girl, yeah.
Nah.
Everyone just getting all angry in that crowd.
Nah, I went in that crowd. I was in a nice little place. It was like 2 theaters connected to one. Good vibe, hundreds of people in one place. When we scored, my God. You know what? I won't even, when they scored, was it our last 2 games? We've come from 1-0, whatever it was. Bro, I was thinking, do you know what?
We got this. In the got this. I genuinely thought we were going to win it.
1-1, I was buzzed, like we had the momentum.
Could you imagine
like,
the scenes, bro? We won
it, we'd still be partying until today.
Word, well, to be fair, I was partying anyway, bro. To be fair, win or lose, you're on the booze, you know what I mean?
Is it?
I felt sore, man.
I was to be fair, that night I got smashed, but then I just was thinking about, bro, we'd be having parades right now.
I know.
Literally.
We haven't won a major tournament in 70 years.
Yeah. Something like that. It was in 1966.
Yeah.
We'd be having parades. There'd be buses going through every street.
Word.
Banger flags hanging out. Oh, I literally thought about it. And I saw some TikTok where, I don't know if it's true or not, but some guy whose mate works for BBC, it's already going too far down the line, but he was like, they had all these montages prepared for like the media.
See, Tion Wayne and Russ were going to drop a tune.
Were they?
Yeah, it was going to be called We Won. But obviously they can't drop it now. I mean, a whole tune, music video, everything.
Do you know that was, hey, that's smart from them, you
that's
know?
Smart, because if we won, that would have fucking blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, but obviously they can't really drop it now, because obviously I bet all the lyrics are probably about
the players,
bars of the players and all that shit. You know what I mean? I was really on the wing, like, Billing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because no one said that before.
That would have been smart. Why do Billing play on the wing, though?
I don't know.
What does everyone think of Southgate, man? What do you think of Southgate?
I don't know, man. Because, like, obviously everyone moans when he's in power, yeah? But, like, he's actually taken us to the final twice.
Yeah.
Which is something we haven't had in a fucking while.
Yeah.
A very long time. Do you know what I mean?
I just feel like, and I'm not going to sit here and talk like a football guru, yeah?
Yeah, I ain't a football guru
but
at all. I couldn't tell you Watford's bench or something.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's the bravery. Like, I don't think he has it. Like, me personally, don't know if my opinion's popular or unpopular, but Kane ain't got it.
Nah, not for England. For Bayern Munich, fucking hell.
Like, Kane, like, he weren't doing nothing.
Slow, lazy.
The whole tournament, it just weren't it for me.
Ollie Watkins, player.
Good player.
Yeah, I think Foden played better than Bellingham.
Foden played wicked.
I think Foden's better than Bellingham.
He was having a go, bro. He was fully having a go. I feel like Ivan Toney was good.
Mm.
But he always comes on a lot late.
I know. He seems to put pace on late.
When we're in a doghouse, we're in shit.
That's when he brings
him on. You put him on.
Mm. I rate Pickford though. He's got passion.
Yeah.
Got proper passion.
Tell, he was loving it.
Yeah.
Devastated at the result. I'm pretty sure everyone else is devastated at the result.
But at the end of the day, it's football.
It's football, and we go again in 2 years.
Yeah, World Cup, which means more. So
where's this World Cup being held?
I ain't got a clue. Is it Europe?
No, I think it's actually
Saudi
America
or something, isn't it?
No. We had that.
Is it America?
I think so. Isn't it the one that's
in lit.
America, Canada, and
I don't know. Surely it ain't got fucking and, big enough stadiums though.
Nah, they do.
What it'd
America,
be like,
Canada, and Mexico?
Well, they got big football stadiums.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have thought that.
America, isn't it?
No, but like NFL stadiums. Yeah,
it's in United States.
Oh, is it?
United States, Mexico, and Canada.
Imagine the final in like fucking Mexico or something.
That's what
Cancun.
I'm thinking it will probably be something like
that. Have to
that
be
would
there,
be. I know you've got to go to one game in it.
My boys drove to Germany, 12-hour drive for the final. Oh,
is it?
Oh,
nah.
Sore.
I ain't doing it.
That is sore.
Do you know the tickets?
If he won, though, it would have been worth
it.
But obviously, didn't win. So
painted that Germantown red wherever we went.
Word.
Genuinely. Kenny went to the final. King Kenny, if you look at that, no, he went to the final. His tickets.
£1,800.
I don't think that they were that good.
Quid.
Bro.
He got bumped.
This is what we said in the chat.
But that is Kenny, though.
This is what we...
He got bumped massively,
Nico
bruv.
As well.
How much he paid? But my boys were right at the like second from front row and they paid no more than quid.
Rip off then.
Yeah, they got bumped.
I'm pretty sure we sat there, we sat in a chat, Kenny's like, is it worth it? Me and one of our other boys, Ali, say no.
No.
Worth it. In the end, this is like a few hours before the day of the tournament. He's paid and he's gone. And in the journey he had to take to get there. Driving.
He drove, planes. He didn't fly. Oh, he flew.
Nah, he took train to Paris, then somewhere here.
All
then,
to lose.
All to lose.
Oh, mate.
Oh, we won though, man.
Yeah, man. We won.
We won. But yeah, that's probably the biggest news of this week. I'm devastated.
And I'm 26 now.
Yep.
Samosa Twigg is a gaff. Samosan, however you say it. What? That is a gaff, bruv.
Where?
My life. It's a restaurant in Knightsbridge. Yeah,
bruv,
it goes off, bruv. I swear to God. Like, I didn't expect it to be like that. I'd say the sushi's on par with Zuma.
Okay, so if you're going to say that, you know Zuma's my
10 out of 10. That's my favourite restaurant. That's 10
no,
out
I said
10.
That's my favourite restaurant.
That's unbelievable, bro.
Unbelievable.
Vibes, everything.
Good vibe.
Mm.
Great food. Zuma's where it's at.
This, Samosan Twigg, was like a rave, but you're eating dinner. Pitch black in there. DJ, the music is popping. You're shouting over each other. Like, but it's like booting off. Yeah, there's three floors
like
to it.
Rave.
Yeah, but you're all sitting down eating. But where the vibes is like, it's like a fucking dance. You're just, like, it's just sick. He's in there. There was a couple of footballers in there. Tanganga, is that his name?
I don't know.
Some Tottenham player, some Millwall player was in there. Emil Smith Rowe was in there. It was lit. There's Bear Man in there, bruv. But it went off. Bare tear asses in there though. Bare tear asses. You could just tell, you know, you could just see the BBLs, the fucking like,
oh, it's that kind of place.
There was a group of girls on the table, well, I say women on a table with one bray and he had baguettes, like a baguette diamond chain. One geezer, five girls, and they're just floating around the club. The club? It's not even a club.
It's not
the restaurant. Looking, seeing who's there.
Is he?
Yeah, well, I think there was anyway, I don't know. You know what I mean? Didn't chat to them, so.
Sounds like a good vibe though, doesn't it?
It's a good vibe. It's like a bougie fucking dinner. But I feel sore, man. Went to bed at 9:30 on Saturday, a.m.
That's all, you know how it gets, bro.
And then Sunday, went to bed at 6 a.m.
Did you go out after the game?
Nah, up London, shit. I can't, like, going out of London is fucking awful.
Ain't it?
Where do I want to go? Dirty Martini?
I tried to go out after. I couldn't go nowhere. The only place I could go at that time was you wait a bit and go to like a Mayfair club or something like that. But I don't want to go there somewhere.
Yeah,
like
I've never been tape or nothing like that. Never.
You're not missing out on.
No, I don't think I am. That's why I ain't been.
Not missing out on a lot.
What am I going to do? Like,
I don't even think
like
it's your vibe. I don't even think it's your vibe in that sense.
It's a bit of Poncy, innit?
A little bit.
Mm. And but you see the shit clubs though, they are absolutely fucking awful. The, like the all bar ones, the dirty martinis, the, I know they're not clubs, they're bars, but, bars, like, but they are, that is the worst fucking night out you can go in London. I don't get how people go to them bars. I feel like people that go out on a night out to
that's
them
a free,
bars.
That's, for me, that's a free drinking system.
That's cheesy in a way. Like, you don't have a music taste. Your taste is radio.
It's top 40s vibes.
You're wearing a polo shirt, jeans, and like some smart shoes, innit?
You're
stuck
bad.
In 2006,
it's
innit?
Bad,
it is that bad, bruv. There's girls walking about with their shoes off, stinking their feet, bottom of feet
in the
black.
Bar.
Yeah, man. Dirty Martini shit.
Which one do you go to?
Might as well
bro?
Be Attic, bruv. Swear down. See if you go Attic. Oh, remember we went there? We went Liquid. Liquid Uxbridge. Oh, hey, my God.
I've got a video of that. Do you remember there was some geezer in there?
Yeah.
And he was dancing in there right by himself.
That guy stinks of a toilet.
It smells, bro.
And the carpet's sticky, innit? Like, it's all chewing gum on the floor, bro. It's terrible.
I remember we went.
It's terrible.
We were even joking.
I don't get people that actually fill them clubs up.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're 18 and you're new to it. That's where we went. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But it soon gets short-lived.
I think we were bare young. But like, I enjoyed it at that time for like a year.
Yeah, for like a year. Yeah.
For like 1 year, then I was
I don't know about you, but I think for boys, like, well, me anyway, I didn't look 18 when I was 18. So yeah. If I was 17, I couldn't be using fake ID. I just wouldn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, there's a law. I didn't know this year, but obviously I didn't bring my ID out on the weekend before. Mm. Fucking hell. And going to this when we went in fucking some shit bars at Broadgate Circle, that's a good little night out. And then ended up just walking to some bar. It was Pony. But at the door, they're like, IDs. I was like, I haven't got my ID, mate, but I'm obviously not under 18, am I? And they was like, well, the rule is look 25. I said, well, I'm 26. Well, I was 25. I'm 25. And he was like, oh, well, if you're actually 25, if you've got a picture of your passport or a picture of your ID, we can do that. But if you're under 25, a picture don't count. But if you're over 25, you can use a picture. I did not know
is that
that's
that
actually the law.
Law.
Yeah. Because if you can see, I look at you, you're obviously not 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they have to test if it's the 25 and over rule. If you are over 25, you do not need an ID, you just need a picture.
What about the
happened to me twice in the past 2 weeks because I didn't bring my ID. I went to some fan zone. They were scanning IDs. I was like, brother, same thing. I ain't got a thing.
Was it on a scanner? Was it on the little...
No, he just took a picture of it on the phone and saw it was 98 and was like, yeah, go on, mate.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I never knew about that. I never ever knew about that.
So I've been denied entry so many times.
If you had a picture, because you're over 25.
I have had a picture.
Did you say you got a picture?
Yeah.
Did you say you're over 25?
Yeah.
Oh, well, twice I got let in. Two different gaps. One was in West, one was in up Central, so...
The Central one surprizes me because that's the only times I get turned away.
It's got sweet talk. You know
it's
mean?
Probably that, Johnny.
Yeah.
Probably colour.
I'm not
well.
Fucking leaving. I'm not leaving. No, you just got to give it to brother.
Come on, man.
Brother, do I look 18?
Do you know what I mean?
Brother, come on now. Listen, I know you're having a busy night and that. Probably get friendly.
Yeah, get
me. Do you know what I mean? Someone's trying to barge it. Wait, hold on, mate. Sorry about him, brother.
Nah,
sorry about
you're
him.
The best.
Sorry about him.
Let's say that. Sorry, brother.
Wait.
He's just doing his job. Do you know what I mean?
Just doing his job. Leave him out, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry about that, brother.
Sorry, brother. You're nice.
Next time, when I spin back, I'll make sure I got my ID, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Move. I do hate it when bouncers are bare stubborn and arrogant, though. When you're actually trying to have a conversation with them, they're just not even looking at you.
You've done a video on that. That killed. Hey, do you know
just
what?
Fucking, who do they think they are, bro?
Nah,
you're not old Bill, bro.
Nah, let me tell you what it
you're
is.
You're a bully.
Yeah. I need to know, and to be fair, I hope bouncers see this. I want to know. You bumped into them bouncers 100%. You know this because you've done videos on it, but you bumped into them bouncers that feel like they've got shares in the gaff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not even that. They're just catting to chin someone.
This is what it is.
They're juiced up and they're just ready.
They think they've got 10% share.
You know, the worst. I don't know if you've ever been there. Studio 338. Nah. I haven't been there in fucking years since I was about 19, yeah? My God, that gaff. The bouncers are... Bruv, before, me and, you know, Georgie, my cousin, me and him were queuing up for 338 years ago, yeah? He had a trap star top on. We get to the front. Obviously, he's a tall geezer, 6'4". He's a bolo.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello. other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Guess what, ID? Bouncer looked at his ID. He went, yeah, well, mate. See you later. He went, what? What are you talking about? He was like, trap star. He was like, you think I'm fucking stupid? He's like, go on.
What?
Hit him in the club.
Because he's wet.
Trap star.
So because he thinks he's, so what, he's got a trap star.
Yeah. Like, and when he, we're like in disbelief, like, brother. And like, he just carries on doing it with the other person. My mate, my George is going, brother, brother. He's just ignoring him, ignoring him. He's like, yo. He turns and he's like, leave the queue before I make you leave the queue. He's like, bruv, we're fucking human. Don't talk to me like you're a dickhead. Like, because if you weren't a bouncer and you ain't had all your little mates around here and you're fucking juiced up arms, like, if someone spoke to you that night on like a fucking high street, you'd chin them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Wait, because he had Trapstar on.
Yeah.
Is that the reason why? Or did he actually like look at his ID, see something?
No. He has a lazy eye, yeah? So he thought he was fucked. And he's like, nah, brother, look at my ID. I've got a lazy eye. And you see that lazy eye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he thought he was fucked.
So he was preying him. His thing was like this.
But he's more the Trapstar top. He said, you think I'm stupid?
No, you're so out. You've got to be so out of touch. Right.
No,
sorry.
he just being a
genuine. That's just me.
No, he just wanted to kick him out because he's a big geezer, I reckon.
Probably.
And they don't like boys going in places, do they?
Girls, though.
Oh, girls? What?
Going in, darling. Yeah, I see
yeah, sweet. Yeah, yeah. Go on, mate.
Anyway. Said, little slap, man. Little one on the way in. Go on, hey. I see you, nigga.
Weird weekend. What about Trump?
This is what I was about to move on to, bro. Trump, man, got shot.
That, you know, that's actually a big historical point.
No, massive, massive.
Massive, bro.
Assassination attempt.
Mad. Do you reckon it was real?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because two people died behind it.
Yeah, that's why.
But at first, I thought it could be a stunt. But obviously,
with anything these days, yeah, that's the first thing that comes to everyone's mind. This is like, oh, PR stunt or something like that, blah, blah, for the cameras, blah. But then, and then they was all like, I was watching people examining it, like, oh, look, he's bent down and then he come back up and then there was blood on his ear, like how the wrestlers do it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm thinking, oh, I'm not trying to look too deep into it.
Yeah, but then
it,
two
right?
people died.
Two people died.
I think.
That ain't PR.
Nah.
People died.
I can't lie. That's going to boost his vote so much. See, when he was like that.
Massively, massively.
He's just showing, like, I will die for my country. Yeah, that's all that's showing.
Yeah.
He's going to win the next election.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
So. I reckon so. I literally, when it happened, I'm scrolling through my TikTok on my For You page. I'm seeing so many supporters of Trump. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You got my vote. This, that. Blah,
I'm not
blah,
being funny. Thinking. Like, his competition is Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know.
He's like on his deathbed.
Yeah, he's literally about to go.
Do you know what I mean? I don't really look into politics too much, but if you look at just whatever their views are, cool, whatever or not, but like, if you look at Trump as his brain and Joe Biden's brain, Joe Biden might as well, it's just mush.
Yeah.
Do you
watch his interviews where he just stumbles right, up on his words?
Like, what's he talking about?
Sometimes he just stops.
He just don't know what he's doing.
Sometimes he just stops. It's like he just shuts down for a second.
He's just fucking high on trank or something.
I reckon something's wrong with him. He has this...
Is that a robot?
Assistant that follows him around sometimes and like has to like prop him up to like keep talking.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's got to be 90.
I don't know if he's that. I don't know if he's that.
Wait,
old.
He acts like he's 90.
I don't know if he's that old.
Doesn't he?
He's slow. Definitely slow. So when I watch it, I think, sometimes I'm even there, like on the screen, like, come on, mate. Like,
do you know what? Obviously, like I said, I don't know about the views and that. Obviously, I know whatever, not with Trump. But see, with Trump, I feel like if Trump was in power, I feel like a lot of wars would get squashed. Like, see, with Russia, they know not to fuck with him because he will press that button to nuke people.
He's got massive bollocks.
I reckon if he does get in power, the thing with Russia will die down.
He's got
massively.
He's got big balls.
Because you can't threaten him because he's an absolute nutcase.
Yeah, he'll be like, come on, let's do it.
Do it then. I love America. You know what I mean? I swear down.
Yeah.
It's not like, we need something a bit like that in the UK.
I feel like we do, but probably a bit more suppressed, bro. To be fair, look, like I said, there's probably going to be a lot of people that be like, these two don't know what they're talking about. I don't.
Yeah, no, not really. I don't know all his policies
I don't
and all
know
that.
What I'm talking
but
about.
As I'm just taking them as, I'm him saying as a it character.
From, holistically, from a from
he
from
loves
what
his
I
country.
See. Yeah, I know
we
that
need
he's
someone
a,
in the UK that is passionate about this actual country.
Because we don't see the same things. Like, I don't see the same behavior from anyone.
Nah,
that
it's like a jolly up in his country.
Yeah,
isn't
it's literally.
No
is.
One really cares.
Literally,
and like, whoever's in power doesn't make that much of a difference.
Nah,
no matter who you vote for, really,
it's all the
it
same.
It does, isn't it? But like, it's all kind of the same shit.
Voting is important.
You
but
have
like,
to go to a higher power before, like, say, if you got prime minister, you do not now run the country.
Yeah, you've got.
If you say, people with blonde hair need to be put in prison. Like, you don't, you can't, don't run. You haven't got all power. You need to go to the ones above.
Yeah. So, you know, it's I don't see that same passion, and I don't, there's no actual patriots that run for this country. Like, no. Say, like, oh yeah, that like, they'll bleed Britain. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? They die for us. But then, yeah, that Trump thing was actually mad. It is mad history.
How pissed is the assassinator?
I know.
Oh, mate.
Clipped him by his ear. Like,
come on, how pissed is he? Tried to murder him and now he's doing life in jail.
I probably want to know, did he get put down or was it someone else?
Did he get put down?
Yeah.
What, did he get put down?
Well, I don't know. As in, did someone put him down?
No, I think he got bagged.
So who died? Did he shoot, did the person that was shooting kill someone?
Yeah, I think so. Google it quickly. I'm sure he killed someone.
There's going to be a little bit of silence. Who died?
In the Trump shooting.
Died in, I haven't looked into it that much. I've only seen the videos of him getting clipped by the ear. Who died in Trump? And there was a picture of the bullet mid-flight right before it got
surely
to his head.
Not.
There was. There's images of it. Genuinely. I promise you. Okay. A firefighter did. Let me see. I wonder how they got him though. See, this is what I want to know. I should
have been a sniper.
Researched all this. Yeah, probably.
I thought it was an airsoft rifle at first because
of the sound.
And yeah, and the ear. It hit him in the ear, innit?
Yeah. Friends and neighbors are remembering firefighter Corey Comperator. Sorry if I got that wrong. The man shot and killed during the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump as a founding man who served his community. I want to know how he died.
What, he just got shot in the head now?
So the guy that. The gunman was a 20-year-old called Thomas Matthew Crooks. He was killed.
Oh, he was killed.
Authorities have identified the gunman.
Yes, America. Why are we even
Saturday's attack
assuming
is 20-year-old,
they didn't
put a bullet
in his head?
Do you know what I mean? Thomas Matthew Crooks, who was killed by Secret Service agents at the scene after the shooting. The FBI is investigating the attack and assassination attempt, the agency said. So yeah, the guy that did try.
He had one job.
He got put down.
That was his one job. He'd been planning that for months.
I really want to know.
And he fucked it.
Oh, he dove on his family to protect them from gunfire. The other guy, the firefighter that died.
Oh, really?
And he got shot.
Oh, that's terrible, man.
That's deeper. He's my hero, his wife said. He just said, get down, and that was the last thing he said. And then he got shot.
Terrible. Terrible,
so
man.
Look, not only did you not even get do what you was
do what
you
meant
set
to
out
do.
To do, you took someone, you took a father with you. You fucking madman. So what, bullets were flying like that? I thought I only had like 3-4 bullets.
Yeah.
How did he miss so bad?
Nah. Just playing COD in it. Thought he could do it from COD. Oh, see the geezer? Some scabby geezer.
I never saw him.
Oh, you didn't see him?
No.
Some scabby, definitely like, just Google the geezer, bro. He's a fucking, he looks like a rat.
Oh my God, this is him.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't look like he'd shoot up a school, does he? Fuck me.
He's literally a man fits the profile.
And it fits the profile.
So well.
He's had too much.
Look at this.
Bruv, come on now. Fucking hell.
I'm not even trying to stereotype.
No, but Jesus. He looks like a fucking, he fits the picture.
Oh my God.
Just tapped.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. I can't lie. What
America
a bit of history.
Fucked, bruv. I was watching some videos the other day. My Instagram feed is fucked. You know when you get all the dark videos of people getting shot, people dying, shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Twitter. Oh,
don't
my
even,
God.
We've talked about this.
I'm so numb to
it.
I like, in a way, I don't like it, but I'm intrigued to watch people die.
You won't stop,
innit?
You won't stop. Bro, I've got to get off that app. I'm telling you now, it's desensitized the shit.
I went on a thread the other day of people failing to rob people, and it was all American, and they pull out a gun or something, and then everyone gets down next to me, like, pop, pop. Yeah. Bap, bap, bap. You see them leaking, innit? Like, trying to,
bro.
Seen too many. Seen too many people die.
No, I need to get off it. I'm telling you now.
But it don't bother me.
No, that's the problem.
What was the first one?
The problem is that it don't bother
me. The first one I ever watched, which made me go actually lightheaded, like, whoa. I was about 16, and it actually made me go like head spin. It was three men in balaclavas in like the Vietnam jungle or something.
Don't get too graphic, but
no,
yeah, go on.
Vietnam jungle or something like that. They've got some woman, they got her on her mouth. They've got her hands tied behind her back like that. There's a grave there, just like that. And they just grab her hair and
oh, no.
Slice her head off.
Okay.
But it's a blunt knife, like she's
Oh, bro. Okay.
I remember after, I was like, oh.
No, the problem with me is the problem that you're describing, bro. I go on my Twitter. I'm telling you right
my
now.
Twitter
if
is
I scroll,
sex and death.
Yeah. We've spent this in another podcast, but I'm just going back to it because we're speaking on a Trump thing, yeah? And child predator. Child predators.
Oh, people getting stung.
Yes, yeah, stung.
Yeah, I watched them once,
so I can't lie, they're cold. Right. I don't know if that's popping up on anyone's feed recently, but to be fair, like the ones that slap people, I've been watching them for time. They're a group called Dads Against Predators, DAP, DAP. They're two guys in America, and years ago they started this, years ago, but they started a YouTube channel stinging predators, right? Obviously, you know how it works. They pose as decoys and then, cool, they sting people, whatever, meet up, whatever not. Their YouTube channel peaked at like 50K subs and then they didn't move. I'm telling you, I've been watching these up from like 2019, right? But what they used to do is they never used to slap them up and stuff. They were just catching them and not the police weren't arresting them and stuff like that. So then these lot didn't feel like they got enough justice from it. So then they started, about Patreon?
Mm.
Okay, cool. So they started a Patreon and they just said like, everyone just donate what you want and we're just going to upload the wreckiest content on there. Let me show you the full videos of what actually happens, blah, blah, blah. So since they weren't getting no arrests, then these that were getting pissed off. Like one of them, I don't know if you've seen him, but there's a blonde haired guy, forgot his name.
No, I don't know what you like
that. He was actually molested as a child. Yeah. So he's got a passion for it. He's just thinking, do you know what I mean? This can't, like, it ruined my life, kind of ruined my life. I'm trying to get back in there and just make sure this never happens again. So he's got full passion for it. And the other guy has got a daughter and he's just like, yo, I don't want my, like, he's just doing it for his kid. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
So now they don't even do it for the bread no more. Like, or for the content. They just, because they know they're going to catch assault charges. They're going to catch this, that. Yeah, so they just go around slapping people up now, just beating the shit out of them. And now it's banging on Twitter.
I think it's good if you are 1,000,000% sure. But I think that's what's a bit dodgy about, like, I know the argument is, oh, you shouldn't upload it, blah, blah, ruins their life, et cetera, et cetera. But if they're 110%, if they are right that they are a predator, fuck them.
You know,
who gives a shit?
I agree.
Who cares, bro?
I think
it's them ones where they're not that professional and it's like, do you know what I mean? Are you sure? Like, what has he actually done?
But you know what it is?
You know what I mean?
I'm not
defending it. I think nonsense should be castrated.
No, 100%.
Like, they should get their balls chopped off. Then they won't do that anymore. But it's like, you got to be 100% sure that they are, do you know what I'm saying? They are willing to commit a sexual crime on a child.
If they pull up to where...
No, yeah.
Then I think they would have followed
you
through, bro.
I think so. Like, but sometimes they ain't even that, though.
When they do the little, I don't know, the flirting thing. Do you know what?
It's still bad.
I think it's still bad.
Still terrible.
Genuinely, I feel like, do you know what? If they've met them, if they're there,
if they know
the
fully
point,
well, they're like 13 think, or something.
No, they always know. They always know.
I think there has to be the confirmation of I'm only 13.
They run a script at the beginning.
Yeah.
So they basically stick to the same thing. And they always say like, yeah, I'm 13.
See, Ed Matthews made that geezer eat cat food.
Yeah. I know.
That's why he got bagged on it.
That's why he got bagged. That's mad. I feel
that's a vibe.
Here, America's worse. I don't know how these lot are doing what they're doing and getting away with it because they would have caught bare assault charges.
It's America, innit?
Yeah. And I can't lie, I do rate
it. See, with the UK, UK just turns a blind eye to everything we actually do. We're such pushovers.
We're just a bit soft.
It's so soft.
I just feel like there. I can't lie, I rate what they do, man. I do rate what they do. They're doing police work, really and truly.
Yeah.
Just in a different way. Did you know that one of them got shot?
Is it?
Yeah, in the leg.
From what, a nonce?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, black brother came to meet a child in a mall and...
Was shot in a mall?
So black brother came through, them two pulled up on him, he panicked straight away, pulled a gun out of his waist, and then they jumped on him because obviously I figured he was about to beat off on both of them, bro.
Yeah, no, you got Americans, they charge a gun, run from a knife.
Run from a knife. So then they jumped on him, scuffles going on for like 30 seconds, all you hear is kah, one shot. And then they're still going. I say about a minute after, the guy was like, one of them was like, I need to go to hospital, I'm shot. His leg's just open there.
Fuck.
Thinking, fuck, like that's the only problem that you can get in when you're doing stuff like that. It ain't professional. You ain't got police around you, ain't got nothing like that. But yeah, if you ain't seen them, give it a watch. Let me know what you think. It's been, you know what I mean? But yeah, that going back to the actual point, the Trump thing, I feel my condolences to the families.
Mm.
Not well, the family, because the guy that shot the bullets, you're a prick.
Word.
Obviously, I don't know if your family's probably, I'm not going to judge your parents and stuff like that, but like, it's a mad thing that happened.
They probably drink alcohol that's made from potatoes.
Yeah, whatever they came,
They probably got a hooch farm.
You know what I mean? I don't know how you turn into one of those people. Like, and that goes for people like, I don't know, school shooters.
Yeah, what do you actually reckon?
Where's that switching point? I've watched documentaries, I don't know, but I've seen bear stuff.
Yeah.
But what happens to make you think, yeah, do you know what? And that's just not, I'm not talking about just that geezer, but like school shooters, stuff like that.
I reckon they definitely fucking like pick apart, like kill squirrels and pick their arms off and shit like that.
All right, cool. So think about this, yeah? I can't remember the name of the guy, but I've seen, there was a guy that shot up a school and I can't remember his name.
What, a Columbine shooting?
I can't remember.
Have you seen that video?
No.
You recorded the whole thing?
It might have been him. Who I'm talking about.
Mate, or was it CCTV? I think he might have recorded the whole thing.
No, there was a guy that recorded it. He woke up in the morning. He was in his room and he started a recording off in his room. He's like, today I'm going to shoot up a school, blah, blah. He went in and he recorded it and shot up the school. I'm talking about that
two
guy.
Of them.
One guy. I remember one guy. And he even recorded days before, whatever not. So his story was that he just got bullied by everyone in school. So he just wanted to shoot up everyone.
That Columbine once tapped. Did you see that? They killed about 40 people and they're like doing it like proper, like how a movie would be. And people hiding on the table. They got big rifles like, hey, Josh, you hiding under there?
Like, what, proper. A guy? Two guys?
Yeah, two guys walking around the school just killing people and everyone's hiding. They're actually taunting them, talking to them, innit?
No, you're joking.
Yeah, swear down. They've got the police on the phone as they're doing it.
No, you're joking.
Mm.
When was this?
Oh, like, what was it like 2006 or something? I don't know. Just type in the Columbine shooting. One of the worst ones. Columbine, I think it is. Columbine, don't know. It will come up. Just type in Columbine shooting. Even if you spell it wrong, it will come up. It's like one of the worst school shootings in history, I think.
Columbine shooting.
But the video, you can get
1999.
Yeah, you can get the video. It's a fucked video, bruv. It's a terrible video. Like, it's like a 40-minute video.
Oh my God.
And all the schools locked. Somehow. Yeah,
I'm looking at it now.
No, it can't be locked. I think high schools in America are just massive.
I'm so glad we don't have that here.
Oh, innit? Oh my days.
Bro.
I don't know why Americans brag about having guns. Like,
this is going to be a sensitive topic because one time
we
spoke about this one time and on Instagram,
there's a personal account.
Bro, of. Bro, there's that a reel? It's got like 5,000 comments, just bare Americans. They hate us.
They're taking the piss out of us because you said guns are dangerous.
Yeah, they hate us. My DMs got flooded with Americans.
Yeah, they found my personal account. Word.
Yeah.
Here's the little kitty who's scared of a little gun. All right, mate. I've seen enough videos where people have a disagreement and someone pulls a Glock out and shoots them.
Same.
And that's that.
Do you know what it is? I get it, yeah? Think about it like this. Look.
I get it in the position they're in now.
No, but this is the thing. They're saying in that case, this is what their argument was against us, isn't it? Well, first of all, they were like, well, stay there then, don't come to America, blah, blah, blah. I'll be there in a few days. But yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to Canada?
They're going, nah, that's not
right. Because in America, but I thought you might be going there, yeah.
Nah, I'm going for a writing camp.
So sick.
But what was I going to say? Their argument to us is that it ain't that bad because that doesn't happen every day and this XYZ. Fine. But what I'm trying to say is I go online and I can only see what I see, right?
Mm.
Every striking day, I can find a new video of someone getting shot.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen every day. Granted, remember, you live in a fucking massive country. You might not see it every day. But guess what?
One of
it
your don't states happen. Is bigger than the UK.
That's what I'm saying. It don't happen here. Barely as much as it happens over there. When we hear shot, whatever, not stabbed or whatever, cool, we get it. We do get it as well.
Especially we get London. Stabbings a lot.
We get stabbings a lot. But you, man, are trigger happy. I don't care.
Yeah, swear down.
I don't care. And
I've seen people die over a parking space.
Stuff, just trivial stuff like that.
Stupid stuff.
See, man getting shot in a barbershop. We've had that, but you know what I mean? Just squabbles. When there's a squabble and a disagreement and you might get heated.
Just trigger happy.
You just pull out your gun.
Word.
I don't like that.
No, neither.
And that's my opinion.
And it's not some rusty Colt.
You man have got the, you what?
You got the laser
fresh,
fucking
whistle.
Word. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
do you know what I mean? It's accurate, bro. Word. It's fresh. The mechanics in that gun, right? You pulled it out yesterday.
I do get how like they can't ban guns now because it's too far gone. Because if they made guns illegal, then all the criminals would still have guns and you'd be fucked. So I
I don't think there's a way that they
there's
can go back
now. They've gone too far.
Yeah, it's too far down. You know what too mean? Far down the line. Like you man could really like actually pull out guns on finance. It's actually that deep.
That's why they sell them in Walmart.
Yeah, bro. You man could pull out guns on finance on $40 a month. Bro.
You go to Walmart, get a gun, get some ammo. Now Walmart's done. You can. Who's stopping you, bro? Do you know what I mean?
Wait. No, think of
the trust that you lot have in each other is nuts.
I need to be.
I don't trust people like that. I think Americans are like that though. Like you get on a bus in America, I'm assuming. And like everyone's like, hey, how are you doing? How are you doing? Like talking and that, bruv. We do not want to know each other. Facts. English people do not want to. We get on a train, silent.
Silent.
Get on a bus, silent.
You got, yeah, we got headphones on.
If someone tries
on,
to talk to me, I blatantly will
yeah, like,
allow it.
What headphones are you doing? In.
When I was in Dominican Republic, there's bare Americans there. And it's like, I'm eating my breakfast. Like, and it's like 8 a.m, and there's a couple there. So where are you guys from? Oh my God, London, right? Like, bruv,
yeah. It's bruv,
I don't want to know you. I don't want to get to know you. Just fuck off. It's like 8 o'clock, bruv, or wherever it was. It's the morning, man. Leave me alone, bruv. I'm hungover.
It's a different kind of culture over there, though. That's they're all like that. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of differences between here and there. Like, even like customer services when you go over there. When you order food, as soon as they take your order, they start asking you about your fucking day.
Yeah, I know.
What you got to do? What you got planned today? You got any kids? Blah, blah, blah. What colours are your wall painted at home? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they want to dig in.
Very friendly.
And obviously, because of the tipping service and that, I don't know, they live off tips. That's different. But
yeah, we don't give tips here.
We just don't have that culture. And on top of that, do you know what?
But we actually, bruv, like we don't, bruv, if the service is shit in a gaff, I'll take the service charge off.
Yeah, you can say that as well. You can say, knock that off.
Knock that off. I ain't saying that.
We get away.
That's why I make my submission ticket. The service was shit. I'd say that. Everything else good. The service was pony.
That place that you went
pony,
to?
Pony, shit.
Oh, really?
Awful.
Take long for food in that?
Yes. What? And like, you have to order a drink 4 times for the same drink. Like, brother, you're not going to think all over the place. But yeah, Americans just, who's that?
Leave it.
Americans just trust each other. Too much.
I don't think I'm being outlandish when I say that. I saw when Beto went to Atlanta. I was watching chunks of Philly podcast. I saw a clip of Philly saying, hated it because of the guns. Like he said he was in a club, and he was asking like, what? So does everyone have guns here? Whatever not. And the geezers that he was with were like, just lifting up their shirt. And
how everyone, can you get that in a club? You allowed it in a club.
I don't know, bro, but it was there.
It must be because it's legal, isn't it?
And it's just tucked. Like, he's just got it tucked. Bro, I don't... Listen, because what the fuck is going to stop someone? You give someone a dirty look and that's it. Now there's guns involved.
And you're juiced as well. We're not people like a rear when you're juiced.
Yeah.
People get into fights.
Do you know what I mean?
What's to stop you going whap, bap, bap?
I ain't on it, bro.
I think they're just so defensive. No, but it's not like that. It's not like that. All right, mate.
It
is like that.
It is because I've seen the proof. I don't care.
And I'll break the argument right now. I'll give you your flowers because I know you lot cry about it and you need to hear it because whatever. But the American hood is definitely worse than our hood. I'll say it now.
Yeah.
100%.
No, just based off the fact that what we've been talking about.
Like, you're not outrunning a bullet.
Yeah, you had a really good rust. Like, you look, that's came up different.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Don't worry. I think what's worse about our hood is that there's a lot more violent aspect to chasing someone down and stabbing their raw flesh, cutting it up over their body like that. I think that's a lot more evil and gruesome than pop.
Yeah, just letting one fly. Yeah,
yeah, like, so I think our lot are a bit more tapped.
We're tapped.
And a bit more like
it's
gritty.
The skunk that we got
evil.
Over here is just
Stardom's killing people.
The Stardom's killed everyone.
Over there,
they're just
trigger happy, like drive-bys and shit
like
that.
Just let it go. I watched a video the other day, bro. It's in America. These kids, I'm not even joking. They're no older than 18, bro. Jamie, like 17. Yeah. About 5 of them. There was 2 girls and the rest of them were geezers. Yeah. Little fight happened, like genuinely just a little something like that. A girl came and pushed him. And a guy just took out a gun and just shot her in the head. And guess what? No one reacted, you know?
Yeah, no, of course they don't.
Everyone just walking around looking at it like, oh, why'd you do that for?
America's a third world country. It is.
In the sense of...
they've got money, but they're a third world. Swear to God. I'm sure if someone got shot in a high street, not a lot of people are going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah, because it's regular.
In England, if someone gets shot in the head in Trafalgar Square, everyone's running.
Even in Jamaica, bro. I'll be honest. I've seen it like, yeah. there's like they'll carry a body. No joke. They'll just carry a body and just leave it on the side so it's not in everyone's way. Wait till someone comes to clear it up, bro. Mad. Sometimes it's sat there for like 2 days and it's baking hot, yeah? So the body swells and like if you went and put a pin in it, it just burst.
You know when you die, you give way, don't you, to your bowels.
Yeah, yeah. You shit yourself. You shit it out.
Oh, jank. Mad.
And you take that one last breath. That's when it happens. You take that like 10 minutes after you pass because it will just...
Jank.
Ah, it's horrible. Why are we talking about this? But I don't know, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm so glad years ago that we abolished fucking muskets and all that shit, like guns.
Yeah, because
I think... Do you know what I think we should do, yeah? I actually don't get why we don't do this. I don't know why the UK ain't done this shit, yeah? Let me know if you agree with me. But why do we sell knives, yeah, with the pointy bit? That has no use. Why aren't they not rounded?
What, like blunt?
Why is the top not rounded so you only can just slice chicken? Or slice something. When do you ever use that apart from stabbing people? Unless it's like something for gutting a fish or something. Like,
I don't know the science
but
behind it. But
why do we have the pointy bit of the knife? I actually don't get it. Because if we started just selling rounded knives and like made it so you can't even import sharp knives from Amazon, or because I know you can get them zombie killers, fucking zombie knives, fucking Amazon and that. I get it, yeah? But if we actually stopped them from being imported as much as we could, yeah, and made it so knives are blunt at the top, yeah, lot less damage would be done. You have to really hack someone.
No, you got to slash someone
and
up.
You're not killing them more it's time unless the you point, get them in the neck.
The very tip is used for piercing and scoring, and it's an important feature of a knife where it's used in a dagger fashion.
Exactly. Do you know what I'm saying though? We should generally like think about doing that. Give it 10 years. If we implemented that now, yeah, give it 10 years, knife crime would reduce massively.
Just feel
massively.
Like, just feel like...
Now think about how many shootings there is in London or this country. There's still a few, but because guns are hard to get hold of,
they are harder than
a knife.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go in your fucking mum's kitchen, fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the knife crime rates would drop. And how sick would it be, yeah, if... How actually banging would it be if you actually had to get the better of someone, you have to punch them up?
Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
It is my...
Man to man.
It's man to man.
You get me?
Fair play.
Shake hands after, if anything.
Do you know what
Go
I mean?
Home. Like... No one's... Everyone's going to their families.
Could you imagine like these postcode wars and that? Be going out on a fucking glide
hop
and
out
that.
And punch
up, punch a man up.
That's lit.
It's better.
It's better.
Like someone may not die. Might put them in hospital. Could kill them, to be fair, if there's bear you. Do you know what I mean? But like, it's just... Yeah, man.
No, it's better. Obviously, it's just the way that thing should be.
Because I can't lie, when I'm on a night out now, bruv, if I feel like something's kicking off, first thing in my head is, who's got a blade here?
Yeah.
Like, you can't be bothered for it, bruv.
Do you chat to your pops and he tells you how they used to sort it out? They used to do it like that, just a quick punch.
I don't know. My dad was a bit...
Yeah, no, but to be fair, I mean, on a general basis.
Yeah, my dad's been in a pub before. And fucking, I would never get my dad in here, but mate, he's got some stories, bruv. He said it was a casual thing in a pub in Grove where someone would walk in, shoot someone in the head, everyone just carry on drinking.
See, I don't know that.
No, but he said
it's still been about then. It's been about from early.
Yeah, my dad used to have a nightclub and then it got fucking...
I remember you told me, yeah.
Shut down because too many people were... I think two people got stabbed inside there.
Inside his club?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Different vibes. I'm trying to draw. It's a good idea, Johnny, you know? But I just think to myself... The purpose of a knife, yeah?
Is to cut food in this generation.
Is to cut food.
So why do we need the pointy bit? I'm not talking shit.
For the piercing and scoring.
I'm sure TikTok will tell me I'm talking shit. And
clearly this guy knows nothing about knives and that.
Listen, the points on the scoreboard for knees, man. The all right, mate. Go back to your mansion in Reading.
These men don't know what they're on about.
Oh, like if that's
coming up with
they ain't done no drillings.
Right, just coming up with ideas, bro. I'm trying to help the community. Do you know what I mean? I don't want people to die. Is that all right?
Word.
Oh, anyway.
NK100_ oh, Chivman.
Dad, you know what? We need to have this is what we're going to do. I think we should have a 5-minute segment. Yeah. Where we put comment highlights of the week. Should we do that from now on?
Yeah.
I think that's a good segment.
Because no, people are just going to purposely comment hate on us.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Drive the engagement.
If you actually enjoy us, don't start commenting hate.
No. If you enjoy us, do nice stuff. But I'm saying we'll mix
yeah.
it. We'll
yeah,
mix
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, comments on TikTok, comments on this.
Do you reckon we should do that?
I reckon we should.
Because off camera, we look at it and we die of laughter.
Yeah.
So I'm saying we might as well put that in the podcast because we look at it and think,
yeah, we could.
It's
do.
Funny.
I could be a segment. Let me have a little quick look on the recent TikTok.
No, genuinely, I love it.
Because the support on the YouTube is actually good, bro.
But it's always different, bro. Think about it. You know, when you go on your channel, yeah, you will look at your comments and see good comments.
Mm.
Then you go somewhere else on another app and see pure bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just the thing. On the channel is good. And do you know what I think it is? It's because people watch the podcast in its entirety. Like they watch from the beginning to the end. Whereas when someone sees a fucking 40-second clip on TikTok and just
I know
bases man's whole personality on
that. I'm just, look at this, just from my recent post. I said, what if you do if your girl got fat? Top comment is he's put a fair bit of weight on himself. He can't really talk. Look at him. Cheers, mate. I put on a bit of timber, to be fair. Look, but I would never say I'm fucking fat. I'm 83 kilos, mate.
You're all right.
Know what I mean? You need a speech therapist because you're white, not black.
White? Okay.
I don't know how to talk black.
You don't?
Exactly. I just talk London.
Like, we're literally nearly from the same area.
Exactly. I don't know. Wharton style. You know what I mean?
That's it, Wharton style. Now we've got to have this, innit? Should we have it, bro?
We got to.
We got to have a little 5-minute segment every single time now. So hopefully, if you do,
look. So look, see, even look, bro, we can't win. So this one, we done a TikTok, yeah. Michael and Johnny read their TikTok comments. There's a TikTok of us reading TikTok comments, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Laughing at them. The top comment is, "How on earth are those comments funny?" Like, because we're laughing at them. So you're hating again.
We're in a matrix.
We can't.
That TikTok was about when they called about the racist family. Yeah, was it that?
Yeah.
So, oh my god, we're in a matrix. So a TikTok about TikTok comments. We're getting violated as well.
I swear to God,
I love it, man. I'm happy with that. Don't look anymore, Johnny. Fuck it. We'll do it properly. We'll actually get in there, do it properly.
Yeah, we will do it properly. We'll do it properly. Do it.
All right, quick last subject before we go, yeah? Have you seen this Central C Madeline?
Yeah.
Madness?
Yeah.
I don't know the whole thing because I can't lie. I thought it was a PR stunt.
I don't think it is.
You don't?
Nah, bro, he's a fucking multi-million pound rapper, bro.
Yeah, but what was the actual issue?
He probably chopped Ice Spice.
While with her?
Yeah, I would think so.
Is that what she was saying?
Yeah, she was saying, it was a PR, it was a fucking, he was like to her, obviously, I'm quoting vaguely because I don't really know that much, but apparently he was like to her, I need to get this girl a car to bring her here, blah, 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 something like that. Anyway, he said he was basically going to do some work. He said it was work. And then he ended up being in a club with Ice Spice or something. And then she sent him a message saying, I'm probably so wrong, I can't lie, I'm not even going to quote it. But basically, yeah, she found out live oh that he was cheating with her, apparently.
Oh. Fair play then, isn't it? She's got a fat back. No. No, I'm joking. No,
but good. In that video, she just looks like she's giving him brain.
All the time.
In the bed. Yeah.
But you know what?
But she's a banging chop, though.
Let's ask him, innit?
Gotta be, innit?
Nah, joking, I don't support it. I don't support cheating. If it is real, I don't know if it was a PR stunt or not, because genuinely, yeah. I don't know what's real or fake these days. We live in a generation where, I can't lie, people die. It's smart, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But
it could be PR, to be fair.
Could be PR, bro. It's the rhythm dropped when that happened.
H and Amelia.
This is what I'm saying.
Everyone thought that was real.
This is why I don't know, bro. I don't know him, innit? But why did that news come out when the rhythm dropped?
Yeah, it's true. And like, would you publicly televise it if your fella's cheated on you?
Yeah, everyone's saying that it's embarrassing for her. But really and truly, I think, well, I looked past all of it and I thought, well, the rhythm came out and then she dropped it. Yeah. PR, innit?
And it's not really embarrassing for her. If he did cheat, it's more embarrassing for him, like, because he's cheating on a girl.
I reckon because he's so gone.
I reckon
he's... No one gives a shit.
And I don't think no one gives a shit, to be honest.
I don't.
But like 100
it,
M's, bro.
It helped. I think it helped push the rhythm a lot because that come up more times than the rhythm. on my For You page. Do you know what I mean? So I reckon it might be a PR stunt. Who knows? Let me know what you think. But I think we can round it off there.
Yeah, boys. I hope you enjoyed this, boys and girls.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please leave a like if you did. And yeah, see you next week.
Take care.